Deer family, we have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for some intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you every weekend, and we summarize some of the most important stories of the week. And you can participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office. It's a rare experience on a weekend when doctors are off and you've got to go to the emergency room. 877-726-8255 is our number. Long lines in urgent care. You can phone in your question or comment right here, right now. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this weekend, we're going to talk about omega-3 for athletes. We're going to talk about the importance of uric acid. Yeah, it can cause gout, but it can cause a lot more. And there's some natural therapies to help us lower it. We'll explore those in just a few moments. Before we get to our phone calls, though, I want to talk a little bit about those remarkable weight loss drugs, you know, for decades, it's been the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry to come up with plausible weight loss medications. And there have been some notable fails, medications which helped with weight loss, but then caused heart problems, or caused other types of problems. And so finally, we have entered a remarkable new era in which we do have plausible weight loss drugs originally designed for diabetics, but it turned out that one of the side effects of these medications, unlike insulin, which tends to keep weight on or even make you gain weight, these medications help you to lose weight. So there's a burgeoning market for these medications, not for diabetics, but merely for cosmetic purposes. And as a result, there are widespread shortages of these medications for just the people who need them, people who are actually diabetic. And recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for the treatment of childhood obesity. Childhood obesity is soaring. A lot of that has to do with diet. A lot of that has to do with inactivity. But the pandemic has even escalated the incidence of childhood obesity. And for the very first time, instead of talking about behavioral things and lifestyle, they're starting to talk about gastric bypass and the use of medications in children as young as the preteenage. And so there's all of kinds of buzz about these medications. Many Hollywood celebrities are appearing with remarkable weight loss, and there's a pop culture phenomenon called Ozempic Face. It's trending on TikTok. There's been more than 7 million views if you do a quick search for Ozempic face on TikTok. People are showing their radical body transformation experiences, but also people are showing facial changes, which are not that great, actually, because when you lose a lot of fat, you're inevitably going to use some of that subcutaneous fat that supports your skin structures. And so this is a boon for plastic surgeons. Trendy patients who are on some of these medications, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, and now there's something called Mounjaro. I don't know where they get these names, but it's reminiscent of Mount Kilimanjaro. It sounds a little like that. You know, I guess climbing one of the world's tallest mountains is a little bit like losing weight these days. But there's a lot of talk about Ozempic face. Videos are going viral when people claim that their use of Ozempic led to rapid weight changes that caused skin laxity and volume loss in the face, which, of course, is an opportunity for plastic surgeons to market their services with skin plumpers and facials and even more radical things like facelifts. So that's happening. Also, there's a bunch of, and I think it's kind of unscrupulous. You know, these days there are these disruptive technologies. You know, you used to talk to a travel agent. Now you go to aggregators that aggregate travel opportunities for you. And the same thing is happening when it comes to delivery services and transportation, you know, like the Ubers of the world. And now you can sort of Uber over some medications, you know, with a cursory examination and a quick Zoom conference. You can quickly be evaluated for even a prescription medication. These are not available over the counter. And then they'll send you your drugs, of course, at a high cost, and they take a percentage. But they have very, very little in the way of a threshold for deciding if these medications are appropriate for you. They're appropriate for you if you have cash on hand and can afford the $1,300 a month or more that is required to sustain your use of these ostensibly diabetes drugs. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Health startups offer diabetes drugs like Ozempic for weight loss with little oversight. Many companies advertise and prescribe the medications to people who aren't clinically overweight, and they're aggressively marketing this with Instagram ads. Weight loss services like Next Med offer these things. You can easily get a hold of them if you've got the available dollars. And telehealth is taking over the prescribing of weight loss pills, bypassing doctors and medical professionals. But there's a concern about this, and the concern was aired by a guy whose podcasts I listen to. Yeah, I listen to podcasts as well. I don't listen to myself because I'm already doing it. But I listen to other people to learn about what's happening in the field of medicine, generate ideas for this show, and helping me deal with patients. And very interesting article by Peter Attia, who does a popular podcast on health and medicine. His article is entitled Lean Mass Loss on GLP-1 Receptor Agonists, a Downside of the, quote, Miracle Drugs. And he brings up a very important point, because if you lose weight rapidly, it's nice if you lose fat, but you tend to also lose lean muscle mass. And his concern is that the widespread use of these medications will result in significant lean body mass. And if you lose lean, we're already, as we age, we're losing lean body mass. It's a process of progressive sarcopenia, and it leads to frailty later in life. And it's a battle, especially as you move in your 60s, 70s, and beyond, to maintain adequate lean body mass, because it atrophies. And you need to do strength training and exercise to maintain it. But even in the face of doing that, it's going to deteriorate to some extent. In initial testing, he reports, for approval of these medications, lean body mass accounted for approximately 39% of the total weight loss. And that's not great. And that test was, the research was done on people who were already overweight. What happens when someone who's kind of at or near normal weight, maybe you need to lose 10, 15 pounds, use these medications, That proposition has not been evaluated. There's a dearth of research on the subject of how much lean body mass do you lose when you take these meds. I mean, they curtail appetite. You're going to lose weight at a rapid rate. Anytime you lose weight fast, it's going to be at the price of some lean body mass. So this suggestion is, if you're on these medications, exercise caution, increase weight-bearing exercise and strength training that can counteract losses in lean body mass. And consequently, also bone density is a concern when you lose weight, lean body mass at that rapid accelerated rate. And patients should also be careful, even if their appetite is suppressed, that they get adequate protein, because protein is the building block for muscle. And if you're on a really skimpy diet, yeah, you lose a lot of weight, but you'll also lose a lot of muscle. So concerns about this, what happens when patients run out of money, can't get a prescription, get tired of using the medications, which, you know, frankly are associated with unpleasant side effects like chronic nausea, loss of appetite, even vomiting. When you stop, there's going to be rebound weight gain, and we don't know what's going to happen to the people who've been on these medications for a long time when you know, perhaps new safety problems will develop with long-term use. People will have to go off these medications, as so often happens when new medications are introduced. What will be the consequences of millions and millions and millions of Americans taking these medications for merely cosmetic purposes? I get it. You know, if you're morbidly obese, you reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, you live longer. It might be in your interest to take these drugs, but merely for weight loss? Maybe, just maybe, a little frivolous. 877-726-8255. Our number will take some of your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Why? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Are you considered to be in Generation X? New reports show that Generation X has not saved for retirement. In this age of social media, do you own your own stuff or does your stuff own you? Is it time to start making some financial changes to reduce your expenses? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, which is heard from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. Or you can call 24-7, 365 anytime you like, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions on subsequent programs. But we have a live caller, Harold from Queens. How you doing, Harold?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Harold, check your pulse. Check your pulse and see if you're alive, because we claim that you're a live caller. Are you alive?
I listen to you, and that's why I'm still alive.
Okay, thanks for retrieving. If a miracle happens,
anyhow,
I'll take credit
for
it.
I've been having several bouts in the middle of the winter. Extreme nasal discharge, sneezing, itching and discharge from the eyes, similar to what I get sometimes, you know, in the spring and fall. But, of course, there are no pollens or ragweed around. So I know there's something called non-allergic rhinitis, and I'd like to know how that could be treated.
Okay, sure. Well, I think non-allergic rhinitis is kind of a misnomer, because what it means is that we test you and we can't find any plausible causes. And, you know, our testing is very limited. So if we test for the usual panel of things, they're usually seasonal things, although dust is a perennial thing. Molds can be a perennial thing. But, you know, obviously trees, grass, flowers, and weeds are, you know, seasonal. So you don't have seasonal allergies. You have non-seasonal allergies. You may have an allergy to, you know, something that's in your environment. But also, you know, some people are allergy factories, you know, internally. They may have an imbalance of intestinal bacteria, or they may have yeast, which acts as kind of an internal allergen. Also, foods play a major role. And food testing for allergies is very, very problematic, because, yes, you can test for things that will cause you a life-threatening anaphylactic reaction, you know, like peanuts, in some cases dairy or shellfish, and then you'll score sky high. But you can have an intolerance even if your conventional allergy tests are negative. And, you know, case in point, you know, I believe that dairy is inherently bad. I used to be very allergic, and I stopped having dairy and yeast products and wheat, and essentially I cured myself. I did fine. But lately I've been swimming a lot, you know, in the pool, the chlorine bothers my nose, and I was just very congested. And I had allowed dairy to kind of creep back into my diet. I was putting a little goat cheese on my salads. I was having, you know, a slice of cheese here and there, cheesy this, cheesy that. And I finally reminded myself that, yeah, dairy can be a cause of excess mucus and allergic reactions. So I curtailed my intake of dairy. Lo and behold, my allergies have improved. So, you know, congestion, better, you know, mucus, itching. Also, there's this theory that some people generate too much histamine, and that may be a genetic thing. Some people have an inability to break down histamine. We call this histamine intolerance. And sometimes they need to be on a low histamine diet, which means it's not traditional allergy foods, but foods that generate a lot of histamine. You can actually go, you know, I hate to say Google it, but there are actually lists of things. Sounds like kind of a cop-out, but there are lists of things that unexpectedly can cause histamine levels to soar in your body. Yeah, things like tuna sushi, for example. You might not suspect that, but that can be a cause. Certainly, you know, balsamic vinegar, you know, many fermented foods have the ability to, you know, red wine have the ability to send histamine through the roof. And sometimes by going on a low histamine diet, perhaps taking certain supplements like quercetin, nettles, acts as a histamine blocker. There's also a supplement called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is a pork-derived enzyme that helps your body break down histamine. If we properly diagnose people, then they can become less and less of an allergy factory. So, you know, there's a different approach to this than in conventional allergy, which relies on tests and shots. But sometimes that leaves people high and dry. And sometimes there's even a hidden source of mold in your apartment or in your workplace. And that has to be addressed before you're fully recovered. So, I mean, it's a comprehensive workup is necessary, and, you know, it sounds a little detailed, but we need to do some detective work about why you're having so many problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Dr. Hoffman Store.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Momentarily, we'll take some more of your calls. But in a little bit of an addendum to my discussion with Harold from Queens, who's suffering from allergies, respiratory health was actually the subject of a recent podcast that I did with Neil Levin, who is a great educator and communicator. And we talked about some of the natural ways to curtail allergies and nasal congestion and respiratory problems. And so it's appropriate that I remind you that the supplements that I recommend and use must be of the highest quality. And there are natural ways to alleviate respiratory problems, including products from the Protocol for Life Balance line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance has a wide range of professional grade products that leverage the benefits of several ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several are worth mentioning. One is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and I neglected to mention that to Harold, is a great antioxidant, but it specifically is a mucolytic. It has the ability to thin tenacious mucus. And so it's a great supplement for people who suffer from sinus problems and asthma, COPD, and so on. Allerol, which is a combo product that utilizes things like quercetin and some of the things that are allergy blockers that I mentioned in my call with Harold. There's serapeptase, which is a proteolytic enzyme that is very helpful for tenacious infections. And it breaks down immune complexes that tend to cause a lot of trouble. And then there's also Abiotic Immune Plus, which is more geared towards protection from respiratory infections. All these products support a healthy response to environmental challenges and biological stress. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Now let's get to calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Jeannie from Wisconsin. How you doing, Jeannie?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you digging out from the storm?
Yes. We've got beautiful weather here today. Still some snow, but it's going to get warmer and melt away.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and sound. Okay, what's your question?
Is it possible that I could have regrets about getting a pacemaker? I'm presently taking 4 pills every day. Bisoprolol is the one my doctor said I could replace with a pacemaker. He thinks the bisoprolol is what's making me have a lot of problems with breathing, and I'm so out of breath from these pills that I can't walk more than a half a flight of stairs at a time without getting out of breath.
That's interesting. So bisoprolol is a type of beta blocker, and it is designed to lower blood pressure, but it also slows a rapid heart rate. And so his thinking is that it is so dramatically slowing your heart rate and preventing you from having an appropriate response to exercise, which is to speed up your heart rate to enable you to have better blood flow, that it's compromising your ability to climb stairs. That's his theory?
Well, he didn't say to climb stairs, but the fact is that I'm having an awful lot of trouble breathing. I've been taking warfarin since March, and I've been taking bisoprolol since summer. And
what, do you have atrial fibrillation, or do you have... And how slow does your heart rate get? Do you know?
Well, I don't remember. But here was a problem. They checked me with a monitor, a halter monitor.
A halter monitor.
It was really beating fast. And then they prescribed bisoprolol.
To slow you down.
And I had a recent test, and the heart rate has slowed down. So he said I can't get the surgery that he told me he was going to give me because my heart rate slowed down enough. Now it's not that bad. But I still have problems breathing, and all of the side effects of these 4 medicines say trouble breathing.
Yeah.
He said,
Do you have asthma? Do you have asthma?
No.
No. Okay. So that's not about. It's not so much about lung function. It's a shortness of breath that's related to heart function. Yeah. You know, I can't really jump in here and you know, I don't have your cardiologist expertise or his eyes on you to second guess his recommendation that you get a pacemaker. What a pacemaker will do is it'll keep your heart rate from going too low. But some people have as they age, something called sick sinus syndrome, which means that the signals that go through the electrical system that trigger a heart contraction are kind of messed up. So your heart goes fast, your heart goes slow, you're not getting the regular heart beats that are necessary for adequate circulation, and a symptom of inadequate circulation is sometimes shortness of breath. When the heart's too fast or even when the heart's too slow. Either way, it's kind of a Goldilocks effect. You want it just right. And the pacemaker doesn't do about anything about a fast heart rate, but it will prevent you from going too slow. When your heart pauses too long, it'll send an electrical signal through the atrium to signal that the heart muscle should contract and therefore allow adequate blood flow. And then you can remain on the medication, but maybe less medication. So if you think of medication, and he thinks that that's a good theory, that the medication is making you breathless, that you'll need less medication on this. And you probably will have to be on some medication. I don't think the warfarin is causing the shortness of breath. But, you maybe have valve problems, maybe you have other stuff going on, maybe you have some problems with your ejection fraction, mild degree of congestive heart failure, all these things kind of enter into the equation. But, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, look, guess what? Having your tonsils out used to be a rite of passage for kids, having your wisdom teeth out, high percentage, ear tubes. For folks over the age of 70, pacemaker is a little bit like that. Very common that people need that, and they do fine, and it sustains life for decades and makes things a lot more comfortable. So, yeah, I'm not, going to second guess his suggestion or her suggestion. And, that may be a solution for you.
Next to having a pacemaker.
What's that?
Are there any side effects or anything negative? Anything?
No, I think the side effects are mostly, it's a little surgery to implant a device on your chest. And usually it's very benign. It's not a big procedure. And, it's a little bit of a nuisance because you have to kind of make sure the pacemaker is working. There are ways of doing that just by, by phone these days. I think it sends a signal to the monitoring station to tell you that your pacemaker is working great. And then, battery replacement, I think, is potentially an issue over time. But, it's just yet another thing to do on the pathway to being 100 years old. It can sustain your life and reduce your symptoms. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. Keep calling because we enjoy your questions and comments. All right, here's something that I do, and I feel vindicated. Some people are put off by this, but whenever people come to my house or come to my apartment here in New York, I tell them to take off their shoes. And they dutifully do that. They leave their shoes in the entryway. And then, it's just a matter of making sure you have clean socks on so you don't feel embarrassed when you take off your shoes. It's not a biggie. And I think it's a very, very important measure to preserve health. And I feel vindicated because a big new study, it's getting a lot of publicity. This story is about my own neighborhood. I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. A doctor named Dr. Alessandra Leary, who is a New York chemistry professor, she's a PhD, has done a survey of New York City sidewalks in her neighborhood, which happens to be my neighborhood. She states, we found astonishing levels of enterococci, which are a fecal indicator bacterium. Ooh. Well, you can blame dogs because, a lot of careless New Yorkers don't use the pooper scooper. But, frankly, there's a lot of people out on the sidewalks of New York, and sometimes they do their business on the sidewalks. And this is a big urban problem with a lot of homeless people. So you can blame the dogs, you can blame the people. We don't know where it comes from. But they found astonishingly high levels that actually exceed the Environmental Protection Agency benchmark that cities use to close beaches. They didn't culture poop. They just looked for puddles where there was no evidence of poop, no residue. They cultured bacteria from these puddles on the surface of sidewalks, and some of the bacteria that they've found on sidewalks can even be associated with heart disease risk. Cleaner streets, that's an answer. Better sanitation, better rules about curbing your dog and using the pooper scooper. But it is a useful precaution to tell people coming to visit you, hey, even if you live in pristine rural areas. There's so much contamination outside, not just bacteria, but also residues of lead, cadmium, all kinds of automotive exhaust and chemical residues. These things can be brought in the house, and I confess I walk around barefoot, you know, so that's not great. We bring these things in, we track them into our beds, they can be absorbed through the skin. This is not a good thing. And as much as I try to vacuum frequently, and sometimes even get down and wash the floors, that stuff is going to get into your dwelling. And it's not a bad idea. It's a Japanese kind of Japanese-Asian custom, but there's something to it. And, yeah, some people feel, you know, put off by it, that you're a clean freak. But, hey, great idea for you, especially if you have kids. They play on the floor. They, you know, they lick the toys. Not great. Not great. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. When people
people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Important part of nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids. They're beneficial for inflammation. They're beneficial for the brain. They're beneficial for circulation, for autoimmunity. And they may even play a role in reducing the risk of traumatic brain injury and hastening recovery from head trauma. And so it is that they looked at a group of college athletes when it came to their omega-3 levels. And college athletes, unfortunately, are often on abysmal diets. Their idea of fish is a McDonald's fried fish sandwich. And many, you know, especially in the Midwest, you know, not a lot of fresh fish. They don't eat fish. A lot of kids have a distaste for fish. They don't take omega-3 supplements. And in fact, until recently, and this is really crazy, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, had prohibited the use of omega-3 supplements. They thought it was, no, that's a performance-enhancing drug. You can't use that. It's banned. But finally, they lifted that ban, and only recently they recognized omega-3 supplements, fish oil supplements, EPA and DHA, as a permissible nutritional supplement for student-athletes. So the statistics on these student-athletes are really abysmal. They looked at studies in athletes, 1,500 dietary assessments in collegiate athletes. They determined the average daily intake of EPA plus DHA was just 142 milligrams. Now, a big fish oil capsule will give you about 1,000, you know, 850, 1,000. That's a high-quality supplement. So it's like less than, what would you say, maybe less than one-eighth of what a high-quality supplement may give you, just one pill. Only 6% of these collegiate athletes met the dietary goals for omega-3s. And they also look at something called the omega-3 index, which is the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And there's a certain cutoff which is heart healthy. And what they found is that 34% of the college athletes who were tested with an omega-3 index, by the way, it's a test you can get at a nutritionally oriented physician like myself. We can perform that test and tell you whether your intake is optimal. And it has to do with too much omega-6, from refined oils and too little omega-3s, especially from fish, from supplements, and perhaps also from nuts and seeds. They found that 34% of these athletes who were tested had a dangerously low omega-3 index. And it was very uncommon to find athletes who actually had a satisfactory omega-3 index. So in this article, they looked at the relationship between levels of omega-3s and something called HGS, hand grip strength. And that's a very important test. It's a test that can reveal your risk of dying, actually, if you're senior, because reduced hand grip strength, measured with a little device that you squeeze, can determine if you're at risk for frailty. But in athletes, of course, it's important for performance. And what they found is there was a significant correlation between omega-3s and hand grip strength. So also, when it comes to concussion recovery, I just heard a lecture. I was at the Integrative Health Symposium here in New York by Michael Lewis. He's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. He advocates the use of high doses of omega-3 for people who have concussions. Initially, a high loading dose, 9 to 12 capsules of, 1,000 milligrams or more of fish oil initially, and then a maintenance program at lower doses, maybe 3 to 6 for a while, and then going down to maybe a couple of capsules per day. But also, he mentions that if you have adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids, you're less likely to suffer a long-term aftermath of a concussion. So very important for these athletes to get omega-3s. Also, another thing associated with strength. Here's a study, effects of vitamin D supplementation on muscle strength in athletes, improvements in muscle strength with vitamin D administration. Looked at a bunch of studies, ranged from around 1% to as much as 19% in terms of strength. So these are important nutrients. And I'll mention a great source of the omega-3s. As a listener in Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil is beneficial. I just told you why. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega option. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry. That ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information or to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Get some for your high school or college athlete. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
There's always something that needs to get done in the home. And so there's now an app called Front Door. It can help homeowners in a couple of ways. As you'll hear from Ryan Buckley Goodwin, Principal Product Manager at Front Door.
Our Front Door app is an entirely new approach to home repair and maintenance. We launched on April 11th of this year. We so far have seen over 600,000 downloads. So we know this idea is resonating. The whole idea behind the app is it connects homeowners with Front Door experts who are standing by to answer video calls. This is the really big new thing in this industry, is they can answer a video call from you, look at issues that you have in your home, hopefully help you diagnose and solve them over the video call. But if not, we then provide you a list of experts that we have vetted as a company that you can trust to come into your home and solve those problems for you.
FrontDoor.com has more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. The Justice Department's asked the federal judge overseeing the criminal case against former President Trump in Washington to step in after he released a post online they say appears to promise revenge on anyone who goes after him. In Columbia, South Carolina, Mr. Trump says the Justice Department complaints against him are all politically motivated.
I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments. They do this to try and win an election. Nobody ever thought it was possible. It's done in third world countries. It's not done in this country.
Prosecutors want District Court Judge Chutkin to issue a protective order concerning evidence in the case. A Trump spokesperson said in an email statement the former president's post is, quote, the definition of political speech and was made in response to, quote, dishonest special interest groups and super PACs. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block President Biden's latest plan to cancel billions of dollars of student debt.
The lawsuit filed in Michigan claims the Biden administration has overstepped its authority in announcing a forgiveness program last month for some 800,000 student loan borrowers. President Biden announced this alternative weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down his wider program in July. This plan would address forbearance steering when loan processors wrongly push students to pause their payments, getting them further behind. The Federal Education Department calls it a desperate attempt by right-wing special interest groups to keep hundreds of thousands of people in debt. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China and Russia conducted a joint naval operation near Alaska earlier this week, triggering a response from the U.S. Navy. The joint operation consists of 11 ships and neared Alaska's southwestern coast. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Iraq's prime minister ordered an investigation into how a bear escaped from its crate in an Iraqi plane that was due to depart from Dubai airport, leaving passengers disgruntled and causing a stir on social media.
Iraqi Airlines apologized but says it wasn't to blame for the bear's escape and that the aircraft's crew worked with authorities in the UAE, which dispatched specialists to sedate the animal and remove it from the plane. A video clip circulating on social media shows some of the incident. According to the airline, the bear was being flown from Dubai to Baghdad. Keeping predatory animals as pets in Iraq, especially in Baghdad, has become popular among the wealthy. Authorities have struggled to enforce legal provisions to protect wild animals. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Many veterans could be getting a larger chunk of money each month.
Hundreds of thousands of vets have received additional benefits in the past year after legislation was signed expanding coverage for conditions connected to burn pits that were used to destroy trash and potentially toxic materials. Officials are trying to encourage veterans to sign up by Wednesday, which would allow their benefits to be retroactive to when the law was signed. The agency also trying to hire more people to handle the influx of claims. Jason Walker reporting.
It was on this day in 1945 during World War II, the U.S. B-29 superfortress named Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb codenamed Little Boy on Hiroshima, Japan, resulting in an estimated 140,000 deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Consultant, I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap for you today. We're going to start off by talking about something that, you know, I don't think we talk about enough, to be honest with you. I want to talk to you about hospice care. I mean, I'm not going to spend the entire program on this, but this is really, really important. And I think it's not something that we like to discuss because it's just not a comfortable subject. And so I think a lot of people kind of, and understandably, they just kind of avoid the subject. But we need to talk about hospice care. So here we go. I'm going to talk about a lot about hospice care, at least in the first part of the program today. And then one of these days, I'm going to see if I can get my friend David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, an amazing hospice and palliative care provider here in the Kansas City area. But I'm going to see if he will come on with me on the national broadcast to speak a lot more about hospice and palliative care and really start to break that down. But I did want to touch on this today. So hospice care is a special type of care for someone living with a life-limiting illness. And it is designed to maximize the quality of life for that individual. And so just there's so many questions that people ask about hospice. Well, where can hospice services be provided? And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people will say, well, we'll go to the hospice house and our loved one could live there for several months. Well, no. Typically that hospice house is really meant or designed for the last, you know, the last days, several days of life. They're towards the end, and I'll talk about this here in just a minute. But the general question, where can you receive hospice services or hospice care? So you can receive hospice care wherever you call home. That's the easiest way to answer that. That could be in the house that you've lived for the last 40, 50 years. That can be, maybe you sold your house and you downsized to an apartment. Well, hospice services and hospice care can be provided in your apartment. Well, Steve, what if I move to assisted living? I'm in an assisted living community. What about that? Yes, you can receive hospice care and hospice services in your assisted living community. And even if you call home living in a long-term care community, also known by many as a nursing home, yes, you can receive hospice care and hospice services provided at that level of care as well. Another very common question, how long can hospice care be provided? All right, so typically hospice care is provided for someone with a prognosis of 6 months of life or less. So that the last, 6 months. Now, none of this, that's always an educated guess by some, very smart people, but they don't really know, none of us know how many days we have on this earth. And so I've known a lot of folks who are receiving hospice care for longer than 6 months. They're like, okay, well, obviously this person is still alive, still doing okay, having their challenges, but we're going to continue or extend hospice care because they still need the service, they still need the care and the support, and they still qualify. Okay, it's just a time frame issue. So I've known a lot of folks who have received hospice care for quite a bit longer than that 6 month time frame. But that's the general rule of thumb. Well, so Steve, what is palliative care? Because you hear that term a lot. So palliative care is basically managing symptoms from a long-term chronic illness or disease. And that would be that symptom management would come from a palliative care team. And so that's why you see so many hospice providers also providing palliative care. Now, it can be provided for a very long time, maybe even years, palliative care can, managing that disease process and helping you live a full life while also living with this particular disease. So how is palliative care different from hospice care? So when the focus changes from treatment of that long-term disease, that treatment and disease management, when it changes from treatment to comfort care, and, we're managing the symptoms, we're trying to keep the individual patient comfortable, we're trying to help them have the highest quality of life that they can have. And again, they have that life expectancy of 6 months or less. That's when palliative care turns into hospice care. But you'll hear a lot of hospice providers say that hospice care is really a type of palliative care. It's just a kind of a change in focus, and it's really designed for those last several months. So how is hospice care paid for? Well, you'll be very excited to learn that Medicare pays for hospice care. And I think a lot of people don't know that. Well, I don't know if we want to bring in hospice care. I mean, that's going to be really expensive. Well, it's a provided benefit. It's a provided service covered under your Medicare insurance, your Medicare benefits. And if you're younger than 65, you don't have Medicare, you have a commercial insurance. The majority of commercial insurance carriers also pay for hospice care. All right, so when does a patient need a hospice house? And I talked about this just a couple of minutes ago. Typically, that's during just the very last days of life. And typically, you're going to see a high intensity of clinical needs. And so, for example, here in Kansas City, I know this program's heard all around the nation, but we have the Kansas City Hospice House. They are a phenomenal hospice provider. They do such a wonderful job. I've heard nothing but glowing comments and just full of love and gratitude and appreciation because they do such a phenomenal job caring for the patient and their family at the hospice house here in Kansas City, KC Hospice House. But again, that's really designed for your last days of life. That's not a long-term situation, not a long-term need there. Last few days to maybe a week or so. All right, and if you want to learn more about some really interesting information, check out the March 4th, 2023 podcast of Senior Care Live. After the broadcast, I turn these programs into a podcast, and it's distributed digitally all around the world. Again, my friend David Wiley, again, he's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. He shares some really staggering statistics comparing nonprofit hospice providers to for-profit hospice providers. Now, this is not to say, and he even said this in the program, he said, it's not to say that all for-profit hospice providers do a bad job. We're not saying that at all. There are many that do a great job. Okay, but the fact is, and this was a huge study, and he shared all these stats. Again, check out March 4th, 2023, Senior Care Live, KC broadcast. But the data is overwhelmingly in favor of the nonprofits providing hospice care. And I just thought that was really interesting information. If you want to check it out, go check out the podcast. Okay, and then what is the biggest mistake when it comes to utilizing hospice care? And this one, I could raise my own hand. Families wait way too long to contact a hospice provider. My family did the same thing a long time ago, back in the 90s. They usually wait until the very last part of life, and then they'll bring in hospice like it's some kind of a waving of the flag and surrender. Okay, but it should not be that way. Don't do that. It's a big mistake. You could have tremendous support of the hospice providers for months and months. So do not look at it as a surrender or defeat. Look at it as if you're asking for help and getting great support for the last several months and making the most of it. And maximizing, you know, the quality of life. So don't make that mistake. My family made that mistake. We all wish that we would have reached out to hospice much sooner than that. So don't make that mistake. Trust me on that. All right, now, Senior Care Live question of the week. Hospice care is the same as palliative care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Hospice care is the same as palliative care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is not the same as palliative care. Hospice care is not the same as palliative care. So again, palliative care is basically symptom management of a long-term chronic illness or disease. And that symptom management is provided by a palliative care team. Now, it can be provided for a really long time. So managing that disease process and helping you live a full life while also living with that particular disease. Okay, so when the focus changes from treating the chronic illness and managing the symptoms to comfort care where the patient has a life expectancy of 6 months or less, then that is hospice care. Hopefully that's not too confusing. All right, so one of the biggest misunderstandings regarding hospice care is many people think that it's only about caring for the patient. And that is certainly the focus, and that's obviously important. They're there to serve the patient. However, and this is a lot of folks don't understand this, it's also about supporting you and your entire family. So you have medical support, emotional support, spiritual support, all of these things are offered and more. So, you know, when we called in a hospice provider when we were caring for my dad in a hospice situation a long time ago in 1997, I didn't realize how much they also looked after us, you know, the family and, family and friend caregivers and really, you know, looked after, you know, my mom. And I was living in Nashville and flying back to Kansas City to see my parents and see my dad. And they were just they tremendous support for the family. And I guess until we were in that situation, I didn't realize that. So, again, one of the biggest misunderstandings, it's only for the patient, but it's actually about the patient and the entire family. One of the biggest mistakes is waiting too long, thinking that you're waving the white flag and you're surrendering, oh, we give up, well, we better call hospice. That's not it at all. And we made that mistake, too, back in 97. Don't make that mistake. Okay? You're just asking for some help, and you're maximizing the quality of life for your loved one. And you could have that support for months. So again, I just wanted to kind of reemphasize that. So does hospice care end when the patient passes away? That's a common belief. Oh, well, it's over with. You know, once the patient passes away, then they're gone. And I would say to that, the answer is no, that is not the case. With a good quality hospice provider, they will follow up with you, and then they will offer bereavement or grief support. Okay, and again, our friends at KC Hospice offers this support for up to a full year and even longer than that after the death of a loved one. So, I mean, and everyone deals with grief and death differently, okay? But this is usually not something that you just, in a week or so, I'll just get over it. No, usually doesn't work that way. This could go on for a very, very, very long time. You could have very complex and very deep grieving and all sorts of issues that come along with that. So get connected with a quality hospice provider that offers multiple and different types of grief support. So another thought, is hospice just for older people? Oh, that's for grandma and grandpa. That, you know, when people get old, and that's what a lot of people think. Now, the majority of hospice care is provided for older individuals. However, unfortunately, many times hospice care is needed for younger people, like my dad. He's 56 years old. I still can't believe it. Died of cancer, esophageal cancer. 56 years old. So he wasn't old at all. Okay, and unfortunately, sometimes we're going to need hospice care even for children, which just tears my heart out just thinking about it. Not all hospice providers are equipped to provide hospice care for children. Now, I know Kansas City Hospice, they do, and they provide hospice care for approximately 100 or so children every year. And that's a real special type of hospice care. It's a totally different situation, as you might imagine. So hospice providers have to provide a certain number of hours of volunteer services. So hospice providers are always looking for volunteer help, volunteer assistance to help them care for their patients and the families surrounding these patients. So if you're in a time of your life when, you know, maybe you're retired and looking for something meaningful to do, you don't want to just twiddle your thumbs. You don't want to sit around and watch TV all day. You want to be busy, but you want to be busy doing something that's rewarding and that's meaningful. I would strongly encourage you to volunteer for a local hospice provider. And this will be some of the most meaningful work and some of the most treasured work that you could ever possibly do. And you talk about feeling good. There are so many volunteer possibilities and options and opportunities with Kansas City Hospice and with all hospice providers, frankly. Okay, you can do arts. You can provide music. You can be a veteran wanting to speak to other veterans at the end of their life. And you may be, you might put together a memory book. And I don't know, you could just be there and come and visit. You can deliver supplies. There's so many things that you can do as a volunteer. Again, I would really strongly encourage you to find a quality hospice provider in your local market. Reach out to them and just say, you know what? I've been thinking about volunteering, and this sounds really interesting. I'd like to visit with you about volunteer opportunities that you may have. And again, all hospice providers are required to have at least a minimum number of hours per month provided by volunteers. So reach out and volunteer. I think you'll really enjoy it. And you can volunteer for as many hours or few hours as you'd like. All right, so that is just basic information on hospice. I just really felt compelled to cover that today. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a lot more information on some other topics that I'm sure you're going to want to hear.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptive animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I've been running into this a lot lately, so I think we need to talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so here's the kind of the sounder. Do not stay in assisted living so long that you run out of money and you're forced to move at the last minute to a long-term care community. That is a huge mistake. And I would recommend move before, and that's all caps, before the money is gone. So I, over all the years, I've received many, many calls about, you know, Steve, you know, mom or dad or, you know, my loved one is living in assisted living and they are running out of money. We know that we're going to have to move to a senior care community that will work with the Medicaid program. What do we do and how can you help us through that? And so recently I've been working with several families in that exact situation. So, and look, I've also worked with families in the past and they've just paid out of pocket. So let's say, the monthly cost for that assisted living community is say $6,000. And let's say, that person's income is $1,000. So I've had families writing big $5,000 a month checks, paying with their own money to make up that shortfall or that gap with assisted living expenses. And a lot of those folks are saying, look, Steve, I mean, it's my mom. I'm trying to help, but gosh darn, I'm literally spending my retirement funds, right? I won't be able to retire at this point. I'm going to end up spending, you know, all my money. I could go broke with all of this. So what is the answer? What should we be doing? How can you help us? Okay, and I would say that, you know, that's admirable that these folks are spending, you know, a ton of money and helping out, but it's just not necessary. So I frequently work with families in this exact situation. Mom is living, or dad, or your loved one is living in assisted living. Almost all, not all, but almost all assisted living communities are private pay communities. The vast majority of them, they do not work with the Medicaid program, they're private pay only, and your loved one is running out of cash, or maybe they've already ran out of cash and you're supplementing, or you can see this coming, all right? So that's the situation. So in that situation, we will need to transition to long-term care, that is Medicaid certified. But there's a potential catch with this, as with what? As with everything. Many places that are Medicaid certified, many long-term care communities that are Medicaid certified, they don't put this on their website. They certainly don't announce it in their advertising. But when you look into it, they require 6, 9, maybe 12 months, some of them 24 months, but most commonly I'll see 6 to 12 months minimum of private pay capability, meaning, yeah, we're Medicaid certified. We will bill the Medicaid program and receive, you know, the majority of the payment from them, but you have to be able to pay privately with your own funds, your own assets for 6 months or 12 months, and a few of them are even 24 months. So if you wait until the last second, you will not be able to pay privately, that private pay using your own resources, for that required period of time. And so now they are not on your list of options to consider. Because you're out of money. You should have moved sooner than that so that you could pay privately, and that opens up the number of options available. So if you move before you run out of money and there's still some money left, leaving enough to pay privately for that period of time, the bottom line, you just have more places to consider. That's all. Okay. Now, if you haven't done that, then, I mean, it's not a disaster. It's not the end of the world. We can deal with that. Okay. But if you wait until the last second, and your list of your options will shrink, and you will only be able to consider moving to a place that works with what's called Medicaid pending. Now, Medicaid pending, what that means is that your loved one is literally out of money. They have qualified for Medicaid. You send in the application, and then the Medicaid pending, meaning it's being processed pending approval. So you're Medicaid qualified, but you're pending approval. And that processing time could be 30 days would be pretty quick. Usually 60 days is fairly common. If they're running a little behind, it could take even up to 90 days. So Medicaid approved pending approval. Okay, and not all places will work with a payor status of Medicaid pending. So again, I'm always shouting from the rooftops, be proactive, proactive, proactive. Move before you think you should, and you'll never regret it. And in this case, you'll have more options available, and more importantly, more quality options to choose from. So again, don't stay in assisted living for so long that you run out of money and you're forced to move at the last minute, and you're kind of really, you put yourself in a corner and you're forced to move to any place that has a bed available. Okay, and that's also Medicaid certified. That will also work with the Medicaid pending payor status. It's just a huge mistake. It's an avoidable mistake. So move way before the money is gone. That way you'll have more options and better options to choose from.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, and again, I've worked with lots and lots of folks in that situation over the years. I get calls all the time saying we're running out of money, or we are out of money. We're paying out of pocket. This is getting painful. We need to move. Or some folks really look at that. They kind of plan ahead. They are proactive, and they're like, we don't want to get caught in a situation where we're going to be stuck here. And, you know, we've got about 12 months of private pay left, but this is coming. We want to talk to you and be really proactive about that. But regardless of the situation where it's kind of a last-minute situation where you can see the money is going to run out in 30 days, or if you're being proactive and you've got 6 to 12 months of private pay, or maybe you've already run out of money and you are actually helping to fund that, regardless of your situation, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you with this. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online our new website. It is awesome, getting tons of compliments. But just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, seniorcareconsulting.com. SeniorCareConsulting.com. And also, while I'm talking about Senior Care Consulting, we are working with more and more individuals and couples that are looking to downsize from the house that they're living in. You know, it's usually a larger house. They're not using nearly all of the house. It's where maybe where they've raised their family, and now they want a lifestyle change. They don't want to worry about mowing in 100 degrees and shoveling snow if you're in a part of the country where it snows. And I am in a part that snows, you know, quite a bit. Not nearly as much as up north, but the bottom line is you're tired of trying to keep up the house and you're worried about, you know, home maintenance and upkeep and repair and all of that kind of stuff. So they're wanting to downsize and move to one of these continuing care retirement communities where you can move into an independent living apartment, have a meal or two provided, you have your own space, but you're around a lot of other people. So there's social engagement opportunities, some transportation available, et cetera. And then the whole concept of that is to then age in place and move from independent living and transition to assisted living. If you need a little bit of help with those activities of daily living, if you need more help than that, you can transition to long-term care. And so the concept, again, move in, downsize from your home, age in place, and get care for the rest of your entire life. Now, this one, trying to evaluate and navigate these continuing care retirement communities, that's definitely the most complex, the most difficult one. You have six-figure entrance fees with some of these, probably most of these folks in most of these places. So, again, if you are considering moving to a CCRC and you need help navigating that, again, reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We're really good at all of this. We will help you with all of this. 913-945-2800 or online at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Don't go away. There's a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
More veterans have lost their lives to suicide than those killed in the 20-year war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And sadly, the numbers continue to increase. Canines for Warriors is looking to change that by helping more veterans just like David. David was medically retired from the Marine Corps and seriously struggling with PTSD. "I was on 24 pills a day and the pills were killing me," he recalls. Canines for Warriors rescues shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for the many veterans like David who are living with the invisible wounds of war. Canine for Warriors' goal is to save two lives, the veteran and a shelter dog. Before David found Canines for Warriors, he avoided people, places, and events. But his service dog, Bert, changed all of that and ended up being the best medicine for this veteran in need. "I felt like before I was a burden to everyone, and now I've got my independence back," he says. You can learn more about how Canines for Warriors helps veterans like David by going to the website at caninesforwarriors.org.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood In Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I was going through one of my social media accounts, actually on Facebook. Gosh, I'm connected to about 4,000 people on there. Got a ton of followers and all that kind of stuff. Kind of cool. And I read yet another story. Wow, this one's just, this one hits home because this stuff used to happen to me all the time until I did something about it. Kind of took matters into my own hands. I'll tell you about that in a second. But I read another story that this man's wife said, "Wow, sometimes life just punches you in the gut." And she went on. She had pictures of her husband, and it was very clear he was very successful in the business that he was in. He worked with a particular company. He spent, I forgot how many years that she said, I mean, long time with this company. He was a top producer. He won all kinds of awards with this company. And so very clearly, he was doing a great job for them. Very valued, et cetera, until the day that you're not. And she said all this stuff about him and the company and awards that he had won and all the recognition and the outstanding this and all the stuff, only to get a pink slip last week out of the blue, caught him completely flat-footed. They eliminated his position and boom, you are out. So I think everyone knows that, you know, if it's not your company, if you're working for a company or a corporation, they control you. Period. They do. They control how much money you'll make. They control what you do, how many hours you will give them, how many hours you are allowed to spend with your family. It goes on and on and on and on. The more money you make, the more control they have. Because if they're going to be paying you $200,000-$300,000, they basically own you. And that's the attitude. Okay, if you're making less than that, they have less leverage, but they still control you. Now, this guy was doing well. I'm sure he was making a ton of money. He was producing for the company. And then out of the blue, all right, I know we gave you your outstanding performer of the year and all this kind of awards last week, but now we don't need you. We are eliminating your position and boom, out. Now, does that sound familiar to any of you? I'm raising my hand. Sounds real familiar to me. I have been a regional this and a district that and a president of this and a vice president of that. And it seems like just about every single position in corporate America that I ever had, I was right-sized, downsized, position eliminated. I was involved in several mergers, and guess what? I was the outgoing every single merger. Not one time was I the incoming. Not once. So I'm sitting here thinking, man, I keep beating my head against this same corporate wall, I expect different results, but I kind of know I'm going to get the same result. Was it they say that doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? This is the definition of insanity, right? Something to that effect. I was doing that, and I realized that at that moment. And I'm like, you know what? That's not going to happen to me again. I started my own business after helping my grandparents transition from their home to a senior care community. And I decided, frankly, with a lot of heartache, heartbreak, broke my heart. You take it real personal when somebody lets you go. Hey, Steve, we had to eliminate your position. Sorry about that, buddy. I got that meeting right after my wife tells me she's pregnant with our triplet sons. How about that timing? At that second, I decided that will never happen to me again. I took matters into my own hands. And frankly, I did a lot of praying. I was at this fork in the road. And I believe that I am here to serve other families who are in need of finding a senior care community, going through that search and selection process in the same way that I served my own grandparents. And that's how Senior Care Consulting started. That's how it was born. We will be celebrating the 21st anniversary, by the way, here later this month. So we can look forward to that. So fast forward to today. Senior Care Consulting is now expanding nationally all across America. We're not going to expand into every single state, but we will be expanding into the majority of states throughout America through a franchising model. So if you are one of these folks working, particularly if you're working in senior care, man, it is brutal. They're ruthless. They'll chew you up and spit you out. And the thing is, everybody knows it, but they're surprised when it happens. Don't be surprised. Just expect it. But if you're like me and you're like, you know what? I'm going to put a stake in the ground. I'm going to control my future, and I'm going into business for myself. I would love to talk to you. If you're a licensed nursing home administrator, if you're an assisted living executive director, if you're a sales and marketing professional in senior care, maybe you work in home care, maybe you're a director of nursing at one of these senior care communities, maybe you work in hospice, maybe you've worked in multiple areas in senior care. And you're really good at developing professional relationships in your market, and you have a good reputation in your market. Everyone looks to you as this solid person, stand-up person. You would be an ideal fit for Senior Care Consulting. I'm starting to visit with a lot of folks who are now becoming interested in owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise. And the first thing all of them say is, Steve, we love your model of integrity. We love that you don't receive kickbacks. We love that. The vision of SCC franchising is that Senior Care Consulting will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. You can feel great about doing business ethically, doing business the right way, and helping people in their greatest time of need. If that is striking a chord with you, if you want to reach out and learn more about Senior Care Consulting franchise opportunities, I would invite you to do a couple of things. You can go to the website, seniorcareconsulting.com, and just click the franchising tab, and there's a lot of information there, and you can fill out a contact form, and I'll get back with you as quickly as I can. If you want to reach out, just make a simple phone call. Here's the number. Write it down, 833-722-3726. You can shorten that up and just say you can say 833-SCC-FRAN. Okay, but any way around it, reach out. Let's talk, because all of the major markets are available today, and I'm telling you, that is not going to last very long. So I want to talk to you. Reach out, and let's talk about it. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. The EPA's ambitious plan to cut auto emissions to slow climate change is running into skepticism about how realistic it is and whether it goes far enough.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced new strict emission limits in April that it says are vital to slowing climate change. The EPA says the industry could meet the limits if 67% of new vehicle sales are electric by 2032. The auto industry says that pace is unrealistic. Even if the industry boosts EV sales to EPA recommendations, any reduction in pollution could prove more modest than the agency expects. The Associated Press estimates that nearly 80% of vehicles being driven in the U.S. would still run on gas or diesel. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent discussed about the talk that is being given by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev about the possibility of Moscow resorting to tactical nuclear weapons in the war in Ukraine. And Talent tells the Salem Network that it's just that, talk.
I think if it was a regime survival issue, then they might consider it. But again, I think that consideration tends to cut the other way because, look, we're dealing with a regime that, for example, has never fully mobilized the Russian people because he's afraid of dissent within Russia and instability within Russia.
And Talent believes President Putin does not want to escalate the war for fear it would imperil his own position. The once dominant Americans crashed out of the Women's World Cup on penalties after a scoreless draw with Sweden in the round of 16. It was the earliest exit ever for the four-time tournament champions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
The deadlines arrive for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president, but the West African regional bloc that's threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. The BBC's Richard Hamilton has more.
There's not been any word from ECOWAS, and there's just been nothing at all, so we can't even tell whether the deadline has actually been and gone. ECOWAS is caught between a rock and a hard place, because if they don't do anything, they look weak or they back down. On the other hand, if they go in militarily, it could have terrible consequences for the region. And many other countries like Algeria, Mali, Burkina Faso, they've all strongly spoken out against any military force.
At least 24 people died in a bus crash Sunday in Morocco, marking one of the deadliest accidents in recent years in that country. Accident happened when a minibus overturned on a curve. More at townhall.com. The FDA approved the first pill specifically intended to treat severe depression after childbirth, a condition that affects thousands of new mothers in the U.S. each year. The FDA on Friday granted approval of the drug Zurzuvae for adults experiencing severe depression related to childbirth or pregnancy. The pill is taken once a day for 14 days. Dr. Christina Deligiannis Feinstein of the Institutes for Medzuranolonical Research says zuranolone works immediately.
We saw a rapid reduction of depressive symptoms as early as day three. So that's after just two evening doses, because then we evaluated them just on the next morning.
Postpartum depression affects an estimated 400,000 people a year, and while it often ends on its own within a couple of weeks, it can continue for months or even years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for some Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you every weekend, and we summarize some of the most important stories of the week. And you can participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office. It's a rare experience on a weekend when doctors are off and you've got to go to the emergency room. 877-726-8255 is our number. Long lines in urgent care. You can phone in your question or comment right here, right now. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this weekend, we're going to talk about omega-3 for athletes. We're going to talk about the importance of uric acid. Yeah, it can cause gout, but it can cause a lot more. And there's some natural therapies to help us lower it. We'll explore those in just a few moments. Before we get to our phone calls, though, I want to talk a little bit about those remarkable weight loss drugs, you know, for decades, it's been the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry to come up with plausible weight loss medications. And there have been some notable fails, medications which helped with weight loss, but then caused heart problems or caused other types of problems. And so finally, we have entered a remarkable new era in which we do have plausible weight loss drugs originally designed for diabetics, but it turned out that one of the side effects of these medications, unlike insulin, which tends to keep weight on or even make you gain weight, these medications help you to lose weight. So there's a burgeoning market for these medications, not for diabetics, but merely for cosmetic purposes. And as a result, there are widespread shortages of these medications for just the people who need them, people who are actually diabetic. And recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for the treatment of childhood obesity. Childhood obesity is soaring. A lot of that has to do with diet. A lot of that has to do with inactivity. But the pandemic has even escalated the incidence of childhood obesity. And for the very first time, instead of talking about behavioral things and lifestyle, they're starting to talk about gastric bypass and the use of medications in children as young as the preteenage. And so there's all kinds of buzz about these medications. Many Hollywood celebrities are appearing with remarkable weight loss. And there's a pop culture phenomenon called Ozempic Face. It's trending on TikTok. There's been more than 7 million views if you do a quick search for Ozempic Face on TikTok. People are showing their radical body transformation experiences, but also people are showing facial changes, which are not that great, actually, because when you lose a lot of fat, you're inevitably going to use some of that subcutaneous fat that supports your skin structures. And so this is a boon for plastic surgeons, trendy patients who are on some of these medications, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, and now there's something called Mounjaro. I don't know where they get these names, but it's reminiscent of Mount Kilimanjaro. It sounds a little like that. You know, I guess climbing one of the world's tallest mountains is a little bit like losing weight these days. But there's a lot of talk about Ozempic Face. Videos are going viral when people claim that their use of Ozempic led to rapid weight changes that caused skin laxity and volume loss in the face, which, of course, is an opportunity for plastic surgeons to market their services with skin plumpers and facials and even more radical things like facelifts. So that's happening. Also, there's a bunch of, and I think it's kind of unscrupulous. You know, these days there are these disruptive technologies. You know, you used to talk to a travel agent. Now you go to aggregators that aggregate travel opportunities for you. And the same thing is happening when it comes to delivery services and transportation, you know, like the Ubers of the world. And now you can sort of Uber over some medications, you know, with a cursory examination and a quick Zoom conference. You can quickly be evaluated for even a prescription medication. These are not available over the counter. And then they'll send you your drugs, of course, at a high cost, and they take a percentage. But they have very, very little in the way of a threshold for deciding if these medications are appropriate for you. They're appropriate for you if you have cash on hand and can afford the $1,300 a month or more that is required to sustain your use of these ostensibly diabetes drugs. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Health startups offer diabetes drugs like Ozempic for weight loss with little oversight. Many companies advertise and prescribe the medications to people who aren't clinically overweight, and they're aggressively marketing this with Instagram ads. Weight loss services like Next Med offer these things. You can easily get a hold of them if you've got the available dollars. And telehealth is taking over the prescribing of weight loss pills, bypassing doctors and medical professionals. But there's a concern about this, and the concern was aired by a guy whose podcasts I listen to. Yeah, I listen to podcasts as well. I don't listen to myself because I'm already doing it. But I listen to other people to learn about what's happening in the field of medicine, generate ideas for this show, and helping me deal with patients. And very interesting article by Peter Attia, who does a popular podcast on health and medicine. His article is entitled Lean Mass Loss on GLP-1 Receptor Agonists, a Downside of the, quote, Miracle Drugs. And he brings up a very important point, because if you lose weight rapidly, it's nice if you lose fat, but you tend to also lose lean muscle mass. And his concern is that the widespread use of these medications will result in significant lean body mass. And if you lose lean, we're already, as we age, we're losing lean body mass. It's a process of progressive sarcopenia, and it leads to frailty later in life. And it's a battle, especially as you move into your 60s, 70s, and beyond, to maintain adequate lean body mass, because it atrophies. And you need to do strength training and exercise to maintain it. But even in the face of doing that, it's going to deteriorate to some extent. In initial testing, he reports, for approval of these medications, lean body mass accounted for approximately 39% of the total weight loss. And that's not great. And that test was, the research was done on people who were already overweight. What happens when someone who's kind of at or near normal weight, maybe you need to lose 10, 15 pounds, use these medications? That proposition has not been evaluated. There's a dearth of research on the subject of how much lean body mass do you lose when you take these meds. I mean, they curtail appetite. You're going to lose weight at a rapid rate. Anytime you lose weight fast, it's going to be at the price of some lean body mass. So this suggestion is, if you're on these medications, exercise caution, increase weight-bearing exercise and strength training that can counteract losses in lean body mass. And consequently, also bone density is a concern when you lose weight, lean body mass at that rapid accelerated rate. And patients should also be careful, even if their appetite is suppressed, that they get adequate protein, because protein is the building block for muscle. And if you're on a really skimpy diet, yeah, you lose a lot of weight, but you'll also lose a lot of muscle. So concerns about this, what happens when patients run out of money, can't get a prescription, get tired of using the medications, which, you know, frankly are associated with unpleasant side effects like chronic nausea, loss of appetite, even vomiting. When you stop, there's going to be rebound weight gain, and we don't know what's going to happen to the people who've been on these medications for a long time perhaps new safety problems will develop with long-term use. People will have to go off these medications, as so often happens when new medications are introduced. What will be the consequences of millions and millions and millions of Americans taking these medications for merely cosmetic purposes? I get it. You know, if you're morbidly obese, you reduce your risk of heart disease and diabetes. You live longer. It might be in your interest to take these drugs. But merely for weight loss? Maybe, just maybe, a little frivolous. 877-726-8255. Our number will take some of your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Rainmaker, a romantic comedy by N. Richard Nash and directed by Aaron Haney Stewart. A charming con man comes to a drought-stricken town, offering hope for rain and sparking a transformative journey of love and self-discovery for its inhabitants. June 28th through August 13th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store running. The Rainmaker is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, which is heard from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. Or you can call 24/7, 365 anytime you like, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions on subsequent programs. But we have a live caller, Harold from Queens. How you doing, Harold?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. For the
Harold, Harold, check your pulse. Check your pulse and see if you're alive, because we claim that you're a live caller. Are you alive?
I listen to you, and that's why I'm still alive.
Okay, thanks for retrieving. If a miracle happens,
anyhow,
I'll take credit for
it. I've been having several bouts in the middle of the winter, extreme nasal discharge, sneezing, itching and discharge from the eyes, similar to what I get sometimes, you know, in the spring and fall. But, of course, there are no pollens or ragweed around. So I know it's something. There's something called non-allergic rhinitis, and I'd like to know how that could be treated.
Okay, sure. Well, I think non-allergic rhinitis is kind of a misnomer, because what it means is that we test you and we can't find any plausible causes. And, you know, our testing is very limited. So if we test for the usual panel of things, they're usually seasonal things, although dust is a perennial thing. Molds can be a perennial thing. But, you know, obviously trees, grass, flowers, and weeds are seasonal. So you don't have seasonal allergies. You have non-seasonal allergies. You may have an allergy to, you know, something that's in your environment. But also, you know, some people are allergy factories, you know, internally. They may have an imbalance of intestinal bacteria, or they may have yeast, which acts as kind of an internal allergen. Also, foods play a major role. And food testing for allergies is very, very problematic, because, yes, you can test for things that will cause you a life-threatening anaphylactic reaction, you know, like peanuts, in some cases dairy or shellfish, and then you'll score sky high. But you can have an intolerance even if your conventional allergy tests are negative. And, you know, case in point, you know, I believe that dairy is inherently bad. I used to be very allergic, and I stopped having dairy and yeast products and wheat, and essentially I cured myself. I did fine. But lately I've been swimming a lot, you know, in the pool, the chlorine bothers my nose, and I was just very congested. And I had allowed dairy to kind of creep back into my diet. I was putting a little goat cheese on my salads. I was having a slice of cheese here and there, cheesy this, cheesy that. And I finally reminded myself that, yeah, dairy can be a cause of excess mucus and allergic reactions. So I curtailed my intake of dairy. Lo and behold, my allergies have improved. So, you know, congestion, better, you know, mucus, itching. Also, there's this theory that some people generate too much histamine, and that may be a genetic thing. Some people have an inability to break down histamine. We call this histamine intolerance. And sometimes they need to be on a low histamine diet, which means it's not traditional allergy foods, but foods that generate a lot of histamine. You can actually go, I hate to say Google it, but there are actually lists of things. Sounds like kind of a cop-out, but there are lists of things that unexpectedly can cause histamine levels to soar in your body. You know, things like tuna sushi, for example. You might not suspect that, but that can be a cause. Certainly, you know, balsamic vinegar, you know, many fermented foods have the ability to, you know, red wine have the ability to send histamine through the roof. And sometimes by going on a low histamine diet, perhaps taking certain supplements like quercetin, nettles, acts as a histamine blocker. There's also a supplement called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is a pork-derived enzyme that helps your body break down histamine. If we properly diagnose people, then they can become less and less of an allergy factory. So, you know, there's a different approach to this than in conventional allergy, which relies on tests and shots. But sometimes that leaves people high and dry. And sometimes there's even a hidden source of mold in your apartment or in your workplace. And that has to be addressed before you're fully recovered. So, I mean, it's a comprehensive workup is necessary, and, you know, it sounds a little detailed, but we need to do some detective work about why you're having so many problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org. Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Charlotte, North Carolina, Subaru and Subaru Loves to Help are working with Veterans Bridge Home to celebrate Carolina heroes. Veterans Bridge Home connects veterans and their families in any state of transition to the community. Through its network of partners, they help veterans navigate employment, create social connections, and settle their families. Veterans Bridge Home looks at the whole veteran and connects them to the resources needed to be successful and thriving leaders in the community. Veterans Bridge Home and Mecklenburg County's grant program provides emergency relief to local veteran families, but is in need of funding for case management support to ensure long-term solutions. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Momentarily, we'll take some more of your calls. But in a little bit of an addendum to my discussion with Harold from Queens, who's suffering from allergies, respiratory health was actually the subject of a recent podcast that I did with Neil Levin, who is a great educator and communicator. And we talked about some of the natural ways to curtail allergies and nasal congestion and respiratory problems. And so it's appropriate that I remind you that the supplements that I recommend and use must be of the highest quality. And there are natural ways to alleviate respiratory problems, including products from the Protocol for Life Balance line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance has a wide range of professional-grade products that leverage the benefits of several ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several are worth mentioning. One is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and I neglected to mention that to Harold, is a great antioxidant, but it specifically is a mucolytic. It has the ability to thin tenacious mucus. And so it's a great supplement for people who suffer from sinus problems and asthma, COPD, and so on. Allerol, which is a combo product that utilizes things like quercetin and some of the things that are allergy blockers that I mentioned in my call with Harold. There's serrapeptase, which is a proteolytic enzyme that is very helpful for tenacious infections, and it breaks down immune complexes that tend to cause a lot of trouble. And then there's also Abiotic Immune Plus, which is more geared towards protection from respiratory infections. So all these products support a healthy response to environmental challenges and biological stress. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Now let's get to calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Jeannie from Wisconsin. How you doing, Jeannie?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you digging out from the storm?
Yes. We've got beautiful weather here today. Still some snow, but it's going to get warmer and melt away.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and sound. Okay, what's your question?
Is it possible that I could have regrets about getting a pacemaker? I'm presently taking four pills every day. Bisoprolol is the one my doctor said I could replace with a pacemaker. He thinks the bisoprolol is what's making me have a lot of problems with breathing. And I'm so out of breath from these pills that I can't walk more than a half a flight of stairs at a time without getting out of breath.
That's interesting. So, okay, so bisoprolol is a type of beta blocker, and it is designed to lower blood pressure, but it also slows a rapid heart rate. And so his thinking is that it is so dramatically slowing your heart rate and preventing you from having an appropriate response to exercise, which is to speed up your heart rate to enable you to have better blood flow, that it's compromising your ability to climb stairs. That's his theory?
Well, he didn't say to climb stairs, but the fact is that I'm having an awful lot of trouble breathing. I've been taking warfarin since March, and I've been taking bisoprolol since summer. And
what, do you have atrial fibrillation, or do you have okay? So, and how slow does your heart rate get? Do you know?
Well, I don't remember. But here was a problem. They checked me with a monitor, a Holter monitor.
A Holter monitor.
I was really beating fast. And then they prescribed bisoprolol.
To slow you down.
And I had a recent test, and the heart rate has slowed down, so he said I can't get the surgery that he told me he was going to give me because my heart rate slowed down enough. Now it's not that bad, but I still have problems breathing, and all of the side effects of these four medicines say trouble breathing.
He said, Do you have asthma? Do you have asthma?
No.
No. Okay, so that's not about, it's not so much about lung function. It's a shortness of breath that's related to heart function. Yeah, you know, I can't really jump in here and you know, I don't have, your cardiologist expertise or his eyes on you, to, you know, second guess his recommendation that you get a pacemaker. What a pacemaker will do is it'll keep your heart rate from going too low. But some people have, as they age, something called sick sinus syndrome, which means that the signals that go through the electrical system that trigger a heart contraction are kind of messed up. So your heart goes fast, your heart goes slow. You're not getting the regular heart beats that are necessary for adequate circulation. And a symptom of inadequate circulation is sometimes shortness of breath. When the heart's too fast or even when the heart's too slow. Either way, you want, it's kind of a Goldilocks effect. You want it just right. And the pacemaker can ensure, it, pacemaker doesn't do about anything about a fast heart rate, but it will prevent you from going too slow. When your heart pauses too long, it'll send an electrical signal, through the atrium, to signal that the heart muscle should contract and therefore, allow adequate blood flow. And then you can remain on the medication, but maybe less medication. So you think of medication, and he thinks that that's a good theory, that the medication is making you breathless, that you'll need less medication on this. And you probably will have to be on some medication. I don't think the warfarin is causing the shortness of breath. But, you maybe have valve problems, maybe you have other stuff going on, maybe you have some problems with your ejection fraction, mild degree of congestive heart failure, all these things kind of enter into the equation. But, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, look, guess what? Having your tonsils out used to be a rite of passage for kids, you know, having your wisdom teeth out, you know, high percentage ear tubes. For folks over the age of 70, pacemaker is a little bit like that. Very common that people need that, and they do fine, and it sustains life for decades and makes things a lot more comfortable. So, yeah, I'm not, you know, going to second guess his suggestion or her suggestion. And, that may be a solution for you.
Having a pacemaker.
What's that?
Are there any side effects or anything negative?
I think the side effects are mostly, it's a little surgery to implant a device on your chest. And usually it's very benign. It's not a big procedure. And, it's a little bit of a nuisance because you have to kind of make sure the pacemaker is working. There are ways of doing that just by phone these days. You know, I think it sends a signal to the monitoring station to tell you that your pacemaker is working great. And battery replacement, I think, is potentially an issue over time. But, it's just yet another thing to do on the pathway to being 100 years old. It can sustain your life and reduce your symptoms. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. Keep calling because we enjoy your questions and comments. All right, here's something that I do, and I feel vindicated. Some people are put off by this, but whenever people come to my house or come to my apartment here in New York, I tell them to take off their shoes. And they dutifully do that. They leave their shoes in the entryway. And then, it's just a matter of making sure you have clean socks on so you don't feel embarrassed when you take off your shoes. It's not a biggie. And I think it's a very, very important measure to preserve health. And I feel vindicated because a big new study, it's getting a lot of publicity. This story is about my own neighborhood. I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. A doctor named Dr. Alessandra Leary, who is a New York chemistry professor, she's a PhD, has done a survey of New York City sidewalks in her neighborhood, which happens to be my neighborhood. She states, we found astonishing levels of enterococci, which are a fecal indicator bacterium. Ooh, Well, you can blame dogs because, you know, a lot of careless New Yorkers don't use the pooper scooper. But, frankly, there's a lot of people out on the sidewalks of New York, and sometimes they do their business on the sidewalks. And this is a big urban problem with a lot of homeless people. So you can blame the dogs, you can blame the people. We don't know where it comes from. But they found astonishingly high levels that actually exceed the Environmental Protection Agency benchmark that cities use to close beaches. And they didn't culture poop. They just looked for puddles where there was no evidence of poop, no residue. They cultured bacteria from these puddles on the surface of sidewalks. And some of the bacteria that they found on sidewalks can even be associated with heart disease risk. Cleaner streets, that's an answer. Better sanitation, better rules about curbing your dog and using the pooper scooper. But it is a useful precaution to tell people coming to visit you, hey, even if you live in pristine rural areas, there's so much contamination outside, not just bacteria, but also residues of lead, cadmium, all kinds of automotive exhaust and chemical residues. These things can be brought in the house. And I confess, I walk around barefoot, you know, so that's not great. We bring these things in, we track them into our beds. They can be absorbed through the skin. This is not a good thing. And I try to vacuum frequently, and sometimes even get down and wash the floors, that stuff is going to get into your dwelling. And it's not a bad idea. It's a Japanese-Asian custom. But there's something to it. And, yeah, some people feel, you know, put off by it, that you're a clean freak. But, hey, great idea for you, especially if you have kids. They play on the floor. They, you know, they lick the toys. Not great. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Important part of nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids. They're beneficial for inflammation. They're beneficial for the brain. They're beneficial for circulation, for autoimmunity. And they may even play a role in reducing the risk of traumatic brain injury and hastening recovery from head trauma. And so it is that they looked at a group of college athletes when it came to their omega-3 levels. And college athletes, unfortunately, are often on abysmal diets. Their idea of fish is a McDonald's fried fish sandwich. And many, you know, especially in the Midwest, you know, not a lot of fresh fish. They don't eat fish. A lot of kids have a distaste for fish. They don't take omega-3 supplements. And in fact, until recently, and this is really crazy, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, had prohibited the use of omega-3 supplements. They thought it was, now that's a performance-enhancing drug. You can't use that. It's banned. But finally, they lifted that ban, and only recently they recognized omega-3 supplements, fish oil supplements, EPA and DHA, as a permissible nutritional supplement for student-athletes. So the statistics on these student-athletes are really abysmal. They looked at studies in athletes, 1,500 dietary assessments in collegiate athletes. They determined the average daily intake of EPA plus DHA was just 142 milligrams. Now, a big fish oil capsule will give you about 1,000, you know, 850, 1,000. That's a high-quality supplement. So it's like less than, what would you say, maybe less than one-eighth of what a high-quality supplement may give you, just one pill. Only 6% of these collegiate athletes met the dietary goals for omega-3s. And they also look at something called the omega-3 index, which is the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And there's a certain cutoff, which is heart healthy. And what they found is that 34% of the college athletes who were tested with an omega-3 index, by the way, that's a test you can get at a nutritionally oriented physician like myself. We can perform that test and tell you whether your intake is optimal. And it has to do with too much omega-6 from refined oils and too little omega-3s, especially from fish, from supplements, and perhaps also from nuts and seeds. They found that 34% of these athletes who were tested had a dangerously low omega-3 index. And it was very uncommon to find athletes who actually had a satisfactory omega-3 index. So in this article, they looked at the relationship between levels of omega-3s and something called HGS, hand grip strength. And that's a very important test. It's a test that can reveal your risk of dying, actually, if you're a senior, because reduced hand grip strength, measured with a little device that you squeeze, can determine if you're at risk for frailty. But in athletes, of course, it's important for performance. And what they found is there was a significant correlation between omega-3s and hand grip strength. So also, when it comes to concussion recovery, I just heard a lecture. I was at the Integrative Health Symposium here in New York by Michael Lewis. He's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. He advocates the use of high doses of omega-3 for people who have concussions. Initially, a high loading dose, 9 to 12 capsules of, 1,000 milligrams or more of fish oil initially, and then a maintenance program at lower doses, maybe 3 to 6 for a while, and then going down to maybe a couple of capsules per day. But also, he mentions that if you have adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids, you're less likely to suffer a long-term aftermath of a concussion. So very important for these athletes to get omega-3s. Also, another thing associated with strength. Here's a study, effects of vitamin D supplementation on muscle strength in athletes, improvements in muscle strength with vitamin D administration. Looked at a bunch of studies, ranged from around 1% to as much as 19% in terms of strength. So these are important nutrients. And I'll mention a great source of the omega-3s. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil is beneficial. I just told you why. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega option. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry. That ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information or to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Get some for your high school or college athlete. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
There's always something that needs to get done in the home, and so there's now an app called Front Door. It can help homeowners in a couple of ways, as you'll hear from Ryan Buckley Goodwin, Principal Product Manager at Front Door.
Our Front Door app is an entirely new approach to home repair and maintenance. We launched on April 11th of this year. We so far have seen over 600,000 downloads, so we know this idea is resonating. The whole idea behind the app is it connects homeowners with Front Door experts who are standing by to answer video calls. This is the really big new thing in this industry, is they can answer a video call from you, look at issues that you have in your home, hopefully help you diagnose and solve them over the video call. But if not, we then provide you a list of experts that we have vetted as a company that you can trust to come into your home and solve those problems for you.
FrontDoor.com has more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A street shooting in the nation's capital left three people dead, two others hospitalized Saturday night. Acting D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says she's frustrated by the triple killing, which is one in a growing string of deadly shootings in the city this year.
On the scene of another senseless act of violence.
Meanwhile, Smith says they sure need the public's help.
This is very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. And we're asking you, the community, to please provide us with any information that you may have with regards to this incident.
Officers responded to the sound of gunshots around the southeast section, found five victims who had been shot, two men and a woman pronounced dead at the scene, two men transported to area hospitals. Russian forces have been pounding cities in western Ukraine, apparent retaliation for Ukraine's attack on a Russian tanker in the Black Sea on Friday.
Ukraine's Air Force was showing off its firepower, but Russian fighters unleashed a barrage of missiles and drones from the air and sea. About a half dozen people were killed, and a blood donation center in Kharkiv was hit. President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced that as a war crime. There was shelling in the Donetsk region, which set a university building on fire. Despite the carnage, Zelensky is praising his Air Force.
Occupante.
For destroying some 4,000 Russian air targets. But he reminds Western allies his country still needs more air defense systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Eugene moving away from Mexico's Pacific coast and weakening after bringing rain to some parts of Baja California. More at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
California authorities have captured four suspects in multiple break-ins at homes around South Lake Tahoe.
The criminals? Well, a mama bear and her three cubs. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says DNA has confirmed the large female black bear and her three little accomplices were responsible for at least 21 cases of property damage since last year. Now, authorities say the mother bear and babies were safely immobilized earlier in the week. Mama bear was outfitted with a tracking device earlier this year and is one of three adult bears identified last year as being responsible for at least 150 incident reports. Jason Walker reporting.
And you can check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis. You can find them both when you log onto townhall.com. The damage President Biden's inflicting on the U.S.-Israel partnership is too important to ignore. That's the assessment of a national security expert at the Heritage Foundation concerning the Israeli government's overhaul of its judicial system. Victoria Coates tells the Salem Radio Network the president's reaction to the overhaul of the judiciary is unwarranted.
What largely we have here is a domestic Israeli issue, and because the Biden administration doesn't like the politics of it, they're turning this into some kind of dire threat to Israeli democracy when, in fact, this is Israeli democracy working the way it's supposed to.
Coates adds the antipathy shown by Mr. Biden toward Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is unprecedented.
They seem to be almost incapable of seeing beyond him personally to kind of wrap their arms around the value of the relationship writ large.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ninesforwarriors.org.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with the second half of an episode of My Favorite Husband. Then later, Vincent Price stars in a fun offering from The Adventures of the Saints. At the end of our previous show, Liz, is played by Lucille Ball, had a bit of a hair-dyeing mishap. Feeling she is now unrecognizable, she decides to play a joke on her hubby, George, as voiced by Richard Denning. Let's see how that plays out.
Hello, George.
Hello?
Why, George, I'll bet you don't know me, do you?
No, but what's the difference? Sit down.
What? I'm insulted. Don't you really remember where you met me, sweetie pie?
Oh, you were in the kissing booth at the Club Bazaar last spring. You couldn't change a $20 bill, and we had to use it up.
Guess again, I dare you.
Yeah, your face looks familiar. Oh, you're the girl who danced at the club smoker last winter.
What's my face got to do with that?
Oh, I know. Sure. I taught you to swim last summer when my wife was out of town.
No, but go on. This is very educational.
Oh, come on. Sit down and tell me who you are.
But aren't you expecting someone?
No, no one important.
Really?
No, just my wife.
Yeah.
And I know she'll be a half hour late.
You know, I think I've seen you with your wife. Isn't she a gorgeous redhead with a stunning figure?
No, that wasn't my wife. Now, she's short and dumpy.
Well.
Now, you've got what I call a stunning figure, honey.
Oh. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. Where'd you get that black wig, Liz?
Oh!
Oh, sure. What are you doing with that fake black hair?
George, Bessie got the wrong dye by mistake. This is my hair. Does it look too awful?
Well, I feel like I'm married to Prince Valiant.
Great. Well, she can dye it back in a week or so.
Nah, I'll sweat it out. Come on, let's have lunch.
All right. George, you did know it was me all the time, didn't you?
Why, certainly.
Who was that girl you taught to swim when I was out of town last summer?
Oh, I just made that up.
Well, you made it up pretty fast.
Well, don't you believe me?
Yes, I believe you. But if I ever find a brunette at the club with your fingerprints on her water wings, watch out.
We'll be right back with more of My Favorite Husband after these messages.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravel, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
He did have lunch with me.
Story, Liz. You just stick to it no matter what anyone says.
But it's true,
sure,
Grace.
Sure, don't worry, Liz. I won't tell anybody. Everybody I was going to tell has already called to tell me about it anyway.
Oh, go stick your big gossipy nose in somebody else's business.
Well, I was only trying to help. Goodbye.
Oh, that makes me so mad. But what is it? The cats are howling today, Katie. George had lunch with the brunette. This is the biggest news since Ralph Miller's wife found him upstairs with a downstairs maid.
I wonder who that could be.
Well, if I'm any kind of a handicapper, I'd say it was Grace to win and Millie to place. Hello.
Hello, Liz. This is Millie.
If my girlfriends were horses, I'd make $1 million.
What?
Nothing, Millie. What's new, I'm afraid?
Well, honey, it's none of my business, and I'm one of your best friends, but...
Wait a minute. I can save some time. George had lunch with a dark-haired woman at the green room.
Oh, darn that Grace. Well, anyway, Liz, I called to tell you you don't have a thing to worry about.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Gertrude saw the whole thing, and she says the woman is old enough to be George's mother.
Goodbye.
Another one.
Yes, it's not enough they gossip about me. Now they've aged me 30 years.
Oh, no, not another.
Well, let's find out who gets the show money in the Alley Cat Derby. I don't know how they found out so fast unless someone put it in skywriting. Hello, yes, I heard it. No, it isn't true, and why don't you mind your own business?
Why, Liz, girl.
Oh, Iris, it's you. I thought it was one of my gossipy friends.
Why, no, Liz, it's me. What's the matter with you?
Well, the girls have been calling me. I suppose you heard that ridiculous rumor.
Yes. And, Liz, I want you to know I'm one of your best friends.
Oh, no. You too, Brutus Atterbury.
Frankly, Liz, I'm a little put out. I'm your closest friend, and every woman in town has scooped me.
Iris, believe me, there's no truth to the whole thing. You, of all people, should know how it started.
I don't know what you mean. That dirty stinker having lunch with a gorgeous young creature.
Don't you dare call George a dirty stinker. What did you say she looked like?
All I know is the girls say she was so good-looking she must have been a movie star.
Oh, really?
They said she was absolutely beautiful and had a divine figure.
Well, finally, an honest report. Tell me more.
Well, that's all I know, except that she was wearing a low-cut dress and had long blonde hair.
Why, that dirty stinker.
Honey, I know just how you feel, and if you want to stay with me tonight... What's the matter? Have you snapped your twig?
I'm just laughing at how stupid and twisted gossip can get. George was certainly right.
What do you mean?
You know yourself that Bessie dyed my hair black this morning. I was that woman having lunch with George.
That's the idea, Liz. Just keep saying that. If you believe it, that's all that counts.
Oh, Iris, you're just like all the rest. Goodbye. Oh, Katie, why do women have to act like females?
Men are just as bad.
Well, I'm going to teach Iris a lesson.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm going to start a little rumor about Mr. Atterbury and let Iris see how it can get all twisted up.
Hello?
Oh, Grace, this is Liz. Listen, you know that I'm one of Iris's best friends.
Yes, what's the dirt?
Well, I just heard that last Wednesday afternoon, Mr. Atterbury had a Coke with his secretary in the drugstore.
No.
Yes, and that's not all. One Coke... Two straws.
Well, go on. Don't stop now.
Well, I don't have the rest of the story yet, but it's a pip. So don't breathe a word till I call you back.
Oh, I won't. You know me.
That's what I'm counting on. Goodbye.
Mrs. Cooper, that's not much of a rumor, just that Mr. Atterbury and his secretary had a Coke together.
Katie, I only planted the seed. By the time the girls get through cultivating it, it'll be full-grown poison ivy.
Hey, Liz, honey, I'm home.
Oh, George, am I glad to see you. What a day this has been.
What do you mean?
George, today our names have been on more lips than camphor ice. Some busybody saw me having lunch with you and thought it was another woman.
No.
Yes. You should have heard how they got the facts mixed. One report claimed I was beautiful enough to be a movie star. Isn't that funny? Well, it isn't that funny.
Well, I was just agreeing with you.
Well, you didn't have to agree so hard and so fast. George, I'm so disappointed. Even Iris joined in. I got so angry, I started a rumor right back at her about Mr. Atterbury.
What?
Just to teach her a lesson. I told Grace he was seen Wednesday afternoon in the drugstore having a Coke with his secretary. The last person who called to tell me had it changed to Saturday night at the Continental Nightclub with a beautiful blonde.
Liz, what's the matter with you? Do you want to get me fired?
Oh, now, don't worry, George. I just want to show Iris that a rumor that has absolutely no basis in truth can spring up and travel like wildfire.
Now, you call her right now. I'm taking no chances.
Oh, all right. I'll call her. Only I'd like to wait and see what it finally gets twisted into.
Do it right now. Oh, now I wonder who that is.
Oh, probably one of my friends who doesn't have a phone, so she's coming over to tell me the news in person.
Hello, Liz girl. May I come in?
Why, certainly, Mr. Atterbury. What's the matter?
Hello, Mr. Atterbury.
Hello, George boy. I brought my toothbrush and pajamas. I wonder if I can spend the night at your house.
Why, yes, of course.
Iris has locked me out.
Locked you out? Why?
She heard a rumor about me and she's furious.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Come back here.
Oh, I've never seen her so angry.
Mr. Atterbury, I think Liz has something to tell you.
Oh, George, now...
Liz?
Well, Mr. Atterbury, I started that rumor.
What? Cooper, you're fired!
What for? What did I do?
You married a nincompoop.
Well, you don't have to be that upset about it, Mr. Atterbury.
Oh, don't I?
Well, I started this innocent rumor, and I can call Iris right now and fix the whole thing.
Well, see if you can fix this. I really was at the Continental Club Saturday night with a beautiful blonde.
Oh, no!
My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball and Richard Denning as Liz and George, with Gail Gordon and Bea Benaderet as Mr. and Mrs. Atterbury. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Vincent Price in The Adventures of the Saint, right after we take this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brainwork.
What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Becoming the owner of a basketball franchise was never part of Lindsey Streeter's post-military career goals, but it fit in nicely with his game plan for life. I like to make big splash plays. I like to try to do things that will be impactful, said Streeter, who served 31 years in the Army. And I like to involve others so that I can turn around and give the credit to the whole team, share the glory of whatever comes. For this veteran, owning the Savannah Hurricanes is about more than filling a stadium. It's about making the community believe it's their actual team and they're a part of the effort too, he said. Streeter, the recipient of the 2023 Veteran of the Year Award from Military Times, was already an all-star in the community outreach game before his latest professional sports venture.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for Vincent Price's Simon Templar in Simon Minds the Baby from December 17th, 1950.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price.
Hello?
Mr. Templar?
Yes?
Joe Collins, remember me?
Joe, sure I do. How are you, chap? It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, your fight still on for tomorrow night?
Yeah. Say, could you do me a big favor, Saint? Could you come down to the gym right away?
Sure, but what is it?
I'll tell you when you get here. I need to talk to somebody I can trust. I need to real bad.
I'll phone for a cab and be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, thanks, Saint. Thanks.
Oh, don't thank me, Joe. After all, I've got a bet on you tomorrow night. I've got to protect my investment.
You got a bet on me? Call it off, Saint. Call it off.
What?
So long.
Louis, Mr. Templar, your cab is here.
Oh, come on in, Louis. I'll be with you in a minute.
Maybe you should better open the door right away.
Well, why didn't you come in, Louis? The door was...
He's asleep.
Oh? Who's asleep?
Mr. Templar, look down.
Louis, it's a baby.
You are so right.
But why did you bring him here?
I found him here. On your doorstep, Mr. Templar.
Louis, don't you look at me that way.
Who ain't opened his mouth even, Louis?
Well, let's get him inside. You want to carry him?
Maybe you better.
We go.
Oh, he's waking up this stuff. Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, he is. What's your name, old fella?
Donnie.
Hey, he talks.
What's your last name, Donnie?
Donnie,
huh? How did you get here, Donnie?
Donnie.
Here, let me try him, Mr. Temple. I got away with kids. Donnie, tell your Uncle Louie how you got here, huh?
Donnie.
It's a gold mine of information.
Wait a minute, look. Hey, there's a note pinned on his coat.
I understand that's traditional in such cases.
Donnie!
Oh, just a minute, Donnie. Here. Please, please, keep him for a few days and don't tell anyone. Not even the police.
Sounds like trouble, Mr. Templer.
Yes, it does.
Well, I guess you won't be needing my cab now, huh?
Oh, hey, the cab, I forgot. Louie, how are you as a babysitter?
Who, me? Wait a minute, Mr. Temple. I'm a cab driver. You can't drive while you sit. My local's got rules.
I'll be back in an hour, Louie. Well, just to make it official, I'll borrow your cab.
Hey, what are you... Well, it looks kind of funny on you at that. Hey, look at the funny man with the hat, Donnie. Huh? Isn't that funny?
I'll see you later, Louie.
Come on, kid. Use them a little more left there. Get your shoulder into it. That's it. That's better.
Excuse me, but where could I find Joe Collins?
Hold it a minute there, kid. Hold it. The champ?
Yeah. Well,
he's right there, my friend, on the table. We're getting a rub down.
We?
Yeah, Chadwick. The name's Sam Chadwick. I'm the champ's manager.
Oh, I'm Simon Templer. Joe said he wanted to see me.
Well, we did, eh? Well, I don't remember us doing that. Well, let's go in. Come on, let's go in. Take a blow, kid. I'll be right back.
How's Joe feeling?
Oh, we're in the greatest shape of our lives. The greatest. That fish Shelley hasn't got a chance tomorrow night. Don't belong in the same ring with us.
Two against one hardly seems fair.
Two against... Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, here we are, Mr. Templer. Hey, champ, you know this champ?
Sure. How are you, Saint?
I'm good, Joe. How've you been?
In the pink, the absolute rose-colored pink.
I've been all right. That's enough, George. Thanks.
Hey, you want to talk now, Joe? Got here as soon as I could.
Talk? What about? We got anything to talk to Mr. Templer about, champ?
Saint, the fact is, well, I'm sorry I called you. It was a mistake.
It sounded pretty serious, Joe.
Well, I guess I'm worked up for the fight tomorrow night with Michelle. You get... Well, jumpy, it's the training that does it.
Yeah, sure, that's it. We're on edge, you know. It's a sharp condition. We always get this way right before a fight. What else? It's a sign.
Shut up, Sam. Sorry I bothered you, Saint. I'm sorry.
If you're sure you don't need me, I guess that's it.
Yeah, sure. Look, if you want to make yourself some easy money, Mr. Templer, sock it on the champ to win tomorrow night. We won't even draw a deep breath.
I've already got my money down, Mr. Chadwick. On Joe.
Ah, that's great. That's the greatest cinch bet of the entire
season.
Shut up,
Sam. Saint, call off your bet.
No. I think you're a pretty good man, Joe. In the ring and out. Morning, Louie.
Hi, Mr. Templer. Came over as soon as I got your call. How are you?
I'm not so good.
A heavy responsibility being a father.
Yeah, I'm getting some help, fortunately. I phoned an employment agency, sent over a nurse.
That's a shrewd move, Mr. Templer. There's nobody quite has a woman's touch like a woman has. You know what I mean?
Well, it's deep, but I'll figure it out. Come on in and see Donnie.
Where is he?
In bed.
Oh, keeps pretty late hours.
You'd be tired, too, if you said Donnie 15,000 times a day.
Donnie!
How are you, Donnie, old man, huh? You feel like talking this morning? Watch me. Watch me get some information out of him, Mr. Temple. You just got to be firm.
Well, I wish you luck, Louie.
Donnie, what's your last name? Who brought you here? Where are you from? Huh?
Donnie.
At any rate, he's consistent. Oh, that must be the nurse.
Mr. Templer?
Yes, come in.
Thank you. I'm Miss Barton, Mr. Templer. The agency sent me over.
Right in here, Miss Barton. Miss Barton, this is my friend Louie.
How do you do?
And your charge, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Well, he seems to approve of you, Miss Barton.
Ah, he's beautiful, Mr. Templer, don't you think so?
Louis and I consider him one of the most beautiful babies we have ever seen. Right, Louis?
Right. Talks fluently, too, says Donnie.
Come here, darling.
I'm going to have to go out for a while, Miss Barton. Miss Barton.
What? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Templer.
I said I'll have to leave for a short while, and I'll be back. We can discuss arrangements then, huh?
Arrangements? Oh, anything will be all right, Mr. Templer. Anything at all.
Well, I'll call if I'm more than an hour. Goodbye. Goodbye, Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, tell your Uncle Louie goodbye, Donnie.
Donnie.
Well, better than nothing. Where to, Mr. Templer?
I want to go see Kid Fischel, Louis.
Well, the guy that's fighting Collins tonight.
Huh? Yes. I wasn't at all satisfied yesterday that Joe Collins didn't have something to tell me. Something going on there.
Mr. Templer, you got Donnie. How many mysteries can you handle at one time?
Sometimes one and one can be added together to get one, Louis.
What does that mean?
Just a hunch, as yet.
Oh. I thought they came out with a new multiplication table. I ain't even learned the old one yet. Well, shall we be off, Mr. Templer?
There is an obvious answer to that, Louis, which I shall spare you. Let us, by all means, be off.
Yes?
My name is Templer, Simon Templer. They told me down at the desk this was Kid Fischel's suite.
It is. Come in. Make it the desk school, Mr. Templer. One of the kid's sparring partners.
How are you, chum?
How do you do?
My name is Alexander. Fritz Alexander.
You manage Kid Fischel?
I look after him. And very well, too, eh, Frankie?
The best, Mr. Alexander.
Can I see the kid, Mr. Alexander?
Unfortunately, right now, he's sleeping. Go down to weigh in for the fight in an hour.
Well, then perhaps I can talk to you about the fight, huh?
It would be a pleasure. I can discuss the kid by the hour and never tire. I'm quite fond of him, you see. He's a perfect young machine. Strong, healthy, handsome. He wants the championship. He shall have it. Nothing can stop him.
You sound quite confident.
I am. If I didn't think he could win, I wouldn't send him into the ring tonight. I wouldn't take a chance on his being hurt. I won't have him hurt, you understand?
Don't worry, Mr. Alexander. He ain't going to get hurt.
Yes. You see, Mr. Templer, I can become quite emotional over the kid. Usually I'm not an emotional man.
I see. And does Joe Collins know that the kid is not to be hurt?
He knows.
You telling me that the fight is fixed?
Hey, watch your mouth, chum.
I'm not telling you anything, Mr. Templer. But whoever you are, whomever you represent, remember this. The kid wants the championship. And he shall have it. Because I find pleasure in giving the kid what he wants. And if anything or anyone stands in my way... No, Mr. Templer. I refuse to be worried by you. The kid will not be hurt. Good day.
Mr. Alexander said good day, chum.
Thank you for interpreting, Frankie. And Mr. Alexander, my money still rides on Joe Collins.
In that case, Mr. Templer, I hope you can spare it.
Good day.
So long, chum.
Mr. Templer, I've been looking for you.
Oh, what is it, Louis?
I called your house to check if everything was all right, like you told me, and Miss Barton said Sam Chadwick had been calling, wants you to call right away.
Hey, that's Joe Collins' manager, Louis. Wonder what he wants.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be urgent. Here's the number, and there's a phone booth out here by the elevator.
Oh, thank you, Louis. Hello, Mr. Chadwick?
Yeah, who's this?
Simon Templer, Mr. Chadwick.
Oh, Mr. Templer, hey, I've been trying to get you. I've been trying to get everybody that Joe knows. The champ is gone.
Gone? Gone where?
I don't know. There's $50,000 already in the box office for the fight tonight, and he walks out.
He can't do this.
You mean we can't do this?
You're in on it, too?
Oh, skip it. Have you got any idea where Joe went to?
I think he went out to get blind. The guy must be crazy. I'll find him, will you, Mr. Templer? You got to.
Well, I'll do what I can.
I'll pay. I'll pay anything.
within reason, that is. The fight has to go on.
Well, I'll do what I can. This is one fight I wouldn't like to miss.
This must be about the last bar in town, Mr. Templar. I ain't hit so many bars since the night my nephew went into the Navy.
And if we don't have any luck here, I'm about ready to give up, Louie. Now, come on, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Mm. You see him?
No, I... Yeah. Yeah, I do. Down at the end of the bar.
Does he look sober?
I don't know. You wait here, Louie.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Huh? Oh, hello, Saint. What brings you here?
Looking for you, Chad. You been drowning your troubles?
No, I started to, but no. I'd forgotten I was champion, and when you're champ, there's a pride that goes with it. I'd forgotten I had that pride.
Care to tell me what's wrong, Joe?
I'll tell you. Sure. Maybe I should have told you yesterday, but things got very bad after I phoned you.
How bad?
I can't win this fight tonight, Saint.
You can't beat Kid Fischel?
I can't try to beat him. He won't let me. He got my son.
Huh? Who's they, Joe?
Alexander, I guess. He had somebody do it. I knew he was a little crazy, but I didn't think he was that crazy. I guess Marie was in on it, too.
Marie? That isn't your wife.
Was my wife. She left me right after the kid was born 2 years ago. She's no good.
And if you don't let Fischel win tonight...
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? What can I do, Saint?
Joe... What's the name of your son?
Don. Donnie.
Come on.
Where? What for?
I'll explain in the cab, Joe. We've got to get to my place right away.
You're listening to The Saint. We'll have the second act right after this short break.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
And now let's get back to Vincent Price as the Saint on When Radio Was.
This way, Joe.
Right behind you, Saint.
Look, Mr. Templer, the front door is open.
Donnie. Donnie, boy, are you here? Donnie!
Wait a minute, Joe.
What?
Behind that couch.
That's Miss Barton.
Oh, no.
Marie.
Marie?
Yeah, Donnie's mother, Louis. Joe's wife.
Marie. Marie.
She hurt bad?
I don't know.
Here, now, let me help you, Joe. I'm afraid.
No.
Marie. Marie, can you hear me?
Oh, Joey, I didn't know what they were doing until yesterday. Then I got Donnie and left him here where he'd be safe. This morning, I took the place of a girl who was sent over as a nurse, but I guess they followed me.
Who did? Alexander?
No, not him. He sent somebody. They took Donnie. I tried to stop them, but they...
Where did they take him? Do you know?
I think the training camp on the river right above Milford.
I know the one.
Joey.
Yes, Marie.
Isn't Donnie the most beautiful boy you ever saw?
Marie.
I know that this is what all mothers say, but isn't he really?
He is, Marie.
And Joey, when he gets old enough, will you just tell him that his mother loved him very much? Just that, not all the rest.
Just that, Marie.
Thanks, Joey. You're a...
Marie.
I'm sorry, Joe.
She gave her life for Donnie.
Yes, she did. Now we've got to find him.
I'll find him. And if they've done anything...
No, Joe. If you do find him, they might. Well, look, I'll go after him.
I'll go along, Mr. Templer. I don't like the guys that did this.
Thanks, Louis. You better go down to the arena, Joe, and we'll let you know as soon as we can.
All right. I guess it wouldn't be much use in finding Donnie. I'd probably put him in more danger.
Joe, do you want me to...
No, I'll look after Marie. She was my wife.
This looks like the place, all right, Mr. Templer. Want to look through that window where the light is?
All right, Louis. Come on.
Sorry, twig.
Oh, keep down, Louis. I'm going to take a look.
What did you see?
This is it. Donnie's in there and that pug Frankie that I met with Alexander.
You think we can take him?
I think so. He's listening to the radio. Come on, let's see if we can get in the back way.
If you say so, Mr. Templer.
Come on. You got that tire iron, Lou?
Not only have I got it, I love it like a brother.
Good. Here's the kitchen door.
Is it open?
Yeah, we're in luck. Come on in, Louie. Quiet.
And here at ringside, we're watching the introduction of various celebrities by the ring announcer before the Collins Bichelle title go. Pat Novotny, clever young welterweight from Syracuse, has just been introduced from the ring, gets a nice hand, and now there goes...
I spar with a guy 2 months, and the night he's to win the title, I'm playing nursemaid. What are you laughing about?
Oh, Donnie.
Shut up.
Louis, stand beside the door. I'll try to get him out here in the kitchen, and when I do...
Just get him out here, Mr. Templer. I'll take it from there.
And here goes.
Hi, Frankie.
What? Who's that?
You've got company.
Who's in there?
Little boy blue.
Wise guy, are you? Well, you'll end up so full of holes that you'll look like a...
Bullseye, Louis.
That was for Marie, Mr. Templer.
Yeah, to keep him quiet until the police get here.
Maybe I should give him another one for myself.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Louis, but no. Let's get Donnie and get out of here, huh?
Sure, Mr. Templer.
How are you, Donnie? Glad to see us?
Yeah. Say hi to your Uncle Louis, Donnie.
Well, Donnie?
Can't you say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I learned him a new word. How about that, Mr. Templer? Now he can say two words.
Yes, you have a way with you, Louie.
Sure. Now, what do you say to Uncle Louie, Donnie?
Hi.
That's it. And what's your name, Donnie?
Hi.
Louie, you should have given up while you were ahead. Come on.
Can't go in there. That's the champ's dressing room. Nobody allowed in.
Fight's not over, is it?
Not yet. Sixth round, but Collins has taken an awful pace, and I was just up there.
Look, kid, get this straight. There isn't much time. Go up to Joe Collins's corner. Tell him Simon Templer has Donnie here safe. Have you got that?
Sure, but I can't go up there and
here,
tell him.
Here, look, does this persuade you?
Yes, sir, Mr. Templer. Thank you. I'll tell him right away.
Okay. Come on. Let's go in and sit down, Louie. Donnie's about all in.
Yeah, look at him. He can't keep his eyes open.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we go right up to Joe's corner ourselves, Mr. Temple?
Couldn't risk it with Donnie. I couldn't tell what Alexander might do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ooh, poor Joe. You think we got here in time?
I don't know, Louie. I don't know.
Guy must be taking a beating and can't fight back.
Yeah, but he can now.
If he's got anything left to fight with. Quiet up there now.
Must be the end of a round.
See, that crowd noise. I never heard it from down here. You know what? It scares you.
It should, Louie. It's the voice of the mob howling for blood. Same voice that howled in the Colosseum at Rome 2,000 years ago.
For whose blood? The champs or Fischel's?
Mob doesn't care, Louie. Just blood.
Yeah. Scares you. What makes people go to these things, Mr. Templer? Will they ever stop?
No, they go because this is an allegory of their own lives, Louie. They'll stop when their lives cease to be conflict and pain.
And when will that be?
It's a good question. Hey, fight's starting up again.
Yeah, that means the champ is still on his feet anyway. Come on, Joey boy, come on, come on. Hey, is it wrong to root, Mr. Temple?
We're all part of the crowd, Louie, one way or another.
Yeah. Something's happening up there. Don't yell like that for nothing. Come on, come on, Joey. Come on, Joey. Do it. You can do it, Joey. Donnie's down here. You can fight now, Joey.
Careful of that tire iron, Louie.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah. Come on. The straight left, champ. Come on, the straight left in the face, Joey, and cross with the right. Oh. What am I talking about? I can't even see him.
Come on, Joey. Come on.
Yeah. You too, Mr. Temple.
Yeah, me too, Louie.
Something happened, Mr. Temple. That was too short for a round. That was a knockout.
It was, Louie, but who?
Yeah, who? Oh, keep everything crossed, Mr. Templer. Fingers, toes, eyes, everything.
Maybe he didn't get our message, Louie.
Mr. Templer, don't say that.
We'll soon know. Sounds like people coming down the hall outside.
Yeah, but Joey couldn't have won. He would have had too much taken out of him. He couldn't have come back after the...
was that the
show?
Hey, we took him, Mr. Templer. We took him.
Clear everybody out of here, will you?
Yeah, you hide us everybody out. Come on, give us a chance to get our breath, will you? Everybody out. Come on. No, will you, fellas? Come on.
That's it. All out, champ.
Hey, that was a great fight. I thought it was even better than the one we fought against Babyface. Oh, boy, am I proud of us, Joe.
Thanks, Sam.
Well, you can excuse me now. I got some dough to collect.
Donnie, come on now. Wake up and say hello to your daddy.
No, let him sleep, Saint. I'm not very pretty right now. But you should see Fischel.
You clobbered him, champ?
Good. He was a very surprised young man.
Yeah. How about Alexander?
I don't know. I didn't see him after it was over. I rushed right down here.
And I'd better get the police on his trail. He might be able to get away if I don't tell them to...
Alexander.
Joe, did you think you could get away with it? And Joe, did you think I'd stand by and see you...
That gun must be heavy, Mr. Alexander. You'd better put it down.
No.
The police won't like your negative attitude.
What do I care? After what he did to the kid, you think I care any more about anything?
The kid will be all right. He was just knocked out.
Just. That beautiful physical machine, blooded, battered, stretched out in the dirt. Oh. Do you think the kid can ever feel the same again? Do you think I can ever feel about him as I did? He had the championship. Had it. before Collins double-crossed us.
That's one way of looking at it.
Why didn't you keep out, Mr. Templar? Why?
Put the gun away, Alexander. You haven't a chance.
Maybe I haven't. But neither have you, Collins. I warned you not to hurt the kid, but you wouldn't listen.
You're a sick man, Mr. Alexander.
Perhaps I am. Perhaps the world is sick and I'm well, but I know what I'm going to do. You first, Collins. You know how the kid felt.
Mr. Alexander, I'm afraid you'll have to take care of me first.
Stop where you are, Templar. Don't come any closer. I warn you once more, Templar, and then I'm going to...
All right, Louis. Nice work.
Lucky I kept his tire iron.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was serious.
I don't think there's much doubt about it. A very twisted man, Mr. Alexander.
Hey, look. Donnie's awake. You got to smile for your old man, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie. Hi.
Hey. He knows a new word. How about that, say? Ain't that some kid?
He's another champ, Joe.
Oh, he'll be a champ in something. Not in this racket, but something good. Something he can take a real pride in.
He'll be proud of you, Joe.
He'll be proud of his mother, too. After I tell him about her.
Just a minute.
Hi, Mr. Templar.
Well, look who's here. Hi, Donnie.
Champ, let me take him out for a walk. Hey, you know what, Mr. Templar? I've been teaching him all sorts of words.
Honestly, Louie?
Mm-hmm. The smartest kid there is. Watch this now, Mr. Templar. Watch. Donnie, what's my name?
Roy.
How about that? Some smart kid, huh? That's not all. Now, watch this. Donnie, what's Mr. Templar's name?
Roy.
Something go wrong?
No, wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Donnie, Mr. Templar's name?
Roy.
All right, something else. Donnie, where do you live?
Roy.
Donnie, what's your daddy's name?
Roy.
No.
Roy.
Goodbye, Mr. Templar.
Goodbye, Louie.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. This adventure of The Saint was written by Dick Powell. In our cast, you heard Larry Dobkin as Louie and Mary Shipp as Marie. Sheldon Leonard played Sam and Bonnie Phillips Joe. Donnie was Jerry Hausner and Victor Rodman Alexander. Frank Gerstle was Frankie. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen co-starring with Errol Flynn and Michael Imprell in William Marshall's production of Bloodline. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are now on all newsstands. Your announcer, Don Stanley. Three chimes mean good times on NBC.
Simon Minds the Baby, from December 17, 1950. Radio writer Dick Powell is not the same Dick Powell who played radio detective Richard Diamond. Two totally different fellas. While not a writer, the actor Powell was also a director. For example, he directed the 1956 box office failure, The Conqueror, starring a very unlikely guy as the lead character, the Mongol leader who became Genghis Khan. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. that's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhardt Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1956 critically panned adventure film, The Conqueror, directed by actor Dick Powell. It was the story of the Mongol leader who became Genghis Khan. In what has been called one of the worst casting decisions of all time, the role was played by none other than John Wayne. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.